Selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio. B-Podcast.
Welcome to Unica Radio. Okay. Today we are honored to host Nebojša Slipčević, an acclaimed Croatian filmmaker whose works have garnered international recognition, and his latest short film, The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent, recently won the Palme d'Or of the Cannes Film Festival 2024. The film recounts a powerful true story set in Bosnia and Herzegovina during a tragic moment in history, highlight the courage of the single man who dare to stand up against injustice. Welcome to Nebojša, to Unica Radio.
Thank you.
Hi
to all listeners. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us. Let's dive into the story behind this remarkable film. Your film revisited an historical tragedy of Slipčević. How did you balance historical accuracy with the emotional depth required to tell this story?
Well, of course, when you make a film that is based on a real event, and a real event that is quite recent, it was 30 years ago, which is not that long ago, that means that people who were on the train will see the film, and people who are relatives of the people of the victims of this crime will see the film. So I had a huge responsibility in making the film to make it historically accurate. So I read more than 1,000 pages of different documents from courts to trials to newspaper articles to interviews to try to get as close as possible to the truth. But on the other hand, of course, in the end, this is a fictional film which is based on a real event, on real characters. But then I invented a main character who is just a witness of the story, and I have told the story through his eyes and through the eyes of someone who is a bystander, who can look away or who can intervene somehow. And this is a position that we all find ourselves sometimes in. You know, we can all find ourselves in a position to witness a crime or to witness some violent act, and we then have to decide what to do. Will we look away or do something? And that's what makes this story universal for me.
The protagonist's bravery is a central theme. And what inspired you most about this story, and how did you hope the convey that to the audience?
Well, of course, what did Toma Buzov did is extraordinary. You know, he was just a passenger on the train who decided to oppose the armed paramilitary troops, and he lost his life, but he succeeded in saving one passenger, you know, which is a heroic act that needs to be remembered. And unfortunately, it was almost forgotten because Toma Buzov did not fit any nationalistic narrative of countries that are now where Yugoslavia used to be, because he was by nationality he was a Croat, but he spent his life in Belgrade in Serbia as a member of Yugoslav People's Army, which makes him in Croatia almost persona non grata, you know, or somebody who is treated like enemy today. But also in Serbia he is not very remembered much, because he gave his life by opposing Serbian nationalistic forces. So in a way he was forgotten by everybody, and he's a great hero, you know. So that was one of the motivations to make this film.
The film's visual and technical elements, such as the cinematography and editing, play a key role in building tension. Can you share how you collaborate with your team to achieve this?
Yeah, well, I had a fantastic collaboration with my whole team, and I would especially, you know, I should mention Gregor Božić, director of photography from Slovenia, who himself is a director as well. He directed one beautiful and very successful film, Stories from Woods. But to film in a train, it's not an easy task, because you don't have much space to move the camera, and I wanted to have long continuous shots, you know. So we had to find a way how to make it, and it was a little bit of acrobatics, but also a lot of preparation. I made the whole film first with my cell phone, Then we filmed it with a small camera, then with big camera. I'm talking all before involving actors in the process, just technical rehearsals. We did we did many times, you know, like, and we prepared it for more than a year. And then by the time of shooting, we were so prepared that it went very smooth. We filmed the whole film in 4 days, but behind that was a year of preparation.
I want to just close with this question, the latest one. Your body of work often explores complex human and societal issues. How does the film fit in your larger artistic vision, and what message do you hope viewers take away from it?
Well, I don't believe in sending messages through films. Yeah, I'm more thinking about giving an emotional experience to the audience. So I choose the topics that are important for me and for my people who are near me. You know, just I don't think about international success. I think about stories that needs to be told in Croatia today. Unfortunately, a large part of it is connected to what happened 30 years ago in the 90s. This was like a big national trauma of big war, of dissolving of one state and birth of another, death of Yugoslavia and birth of independent Croatia, but also with a lot of human casualties and with a lot of horrible incidents. And this trauma until today still shapes the life in Croatia. And as with all traumas, you know, I think traumas are solved by talking about them, by living them through again, you know, but in a way to understand them and to get some emotional relief. And that's what I try to do with my two last films, the documentary Srbenka and the short film The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent.
Thank you, Nebojša, for giving us an in-deep look into the making of The Man Who Could Not Remain Silent. Your story and telling continue to inspire and challenge an audience worldwide. And we wish you all the best with this short movie and your future project. It's been a pleasure having you here in Unica Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for sharing your time and thoughts with us.
Thank you. Thank you. Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. So we talked today with the director of Nebojša, Zlipčević, an acclimated Croatian filmmaker. I remember you can listen our interview on unicaradio.it, on Spotify, Google Podcast.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio, portala sempre con te.